Welcome to the Passive Profits Podcast from StraightBlocker.com, where you'll learn from people already doing it how to build profit-producing online assets without having to leave the house. Now, here's your host, the guy whose biggest fear is having a boss, Nate Rivers.
Okay, this is episode 004 of the Passive Profits Podcast, and it's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm kind of excited just to not do anything for 4 days, but as far as Thanksgiving itself, I'm not really that excited. I don't think that, you know, Thanksgiving food is that good, actually. A roasted chicken is about 10 times better than a roasted turkey. So, and honestly, a cheeseburger is 10 times better than a roasted chicken. So, I would rather go to Wendy's, to be honest. Hopefully, my grandma and my aunt that cook Thanksgiving never hear this. So what I want to talk about today is email marketing. And this kind of came to my mind because so many of my coaching clients, I mean, not just recently, it's like a common thing I hear. I mostly do coaching with clients that aren't making like at least $1,000 or $2,000 a month yet. So pretty much beginners usually. And so it is pretty common. One thing I hear from them all the time is that they're waiting until they start getting X number of visitors each day to their site, or they're waiting till they start getting some sales or some income from their sites, or some arbitrary like statistic in their mind that they want to hit before they start doing email marketing. And it's just a huge mistake, because on the way to that point, you know, whatever it is they've chosen in their mind, they could be getting subscribers to their lists, whether it's just from one site or, you know, several sites that they're working on. And those just add up. Subscribers are so valuable, and lists are really what it's all about. I don't care what kind of new, you know, traffic strategies like social media, and then this isn't even worth mentioning, but all the crap you hear about constantly lately, like the software things, little loopholes, tricks that's just going to flood your site with traffic overnight. And, you know, some of that stuff could actually work a little bit, or, I mean, I'm not saying that other traffic strategies aren't worth going after, but list building is one of those things that will do so many things for your online business. I mean, it'll basically Google proof your site. When your lists hit a certain size, it's basically like having access to a bunch of little ATMs. I mean, it's by far the most high leverage, highest value activity thing that you can work on. So you should be building a list no matter what type of sites you have. And one thing that's funny about this to me, and you might have noticed this if you just kind of, you know, take a step back and analyze things, all these product launches and all these new techniques and tactics, or, you know, quote unquote loopholes that keep coming out, the medium or the way that you find out about these or hear about these every day is in your email. So the one constant that every marketer uses, no matter what they say that they've mastered, you know, they figured out how to get 1 cent clicks on Facebook or whatever it is, no one will hear about their huge, you know, their great success or whatever they figured out if they didn't have access to an email list. So that is the one constant, the common denominator of any successful marketer, or online business for that matter. One thing I point out to people or my coaching clients is that if you've ever bought something from Amazon.com, you know, you're on their email list. And, you know, people talk about you know, I unsubscribe from all these lists because all they send me is offers and stuff like that. And that makes sense, because it's annoying, especially if you're in this, you know, internet marketing to get just hammered with different internet marketing offers that when they're boiled down, it's all the same. You know, it's either showing you how to increase conversions or get more traffic. That's really all anyone can sell you. But anyways, if you're on Amazon's list, you know that they just hammer people with offers. I mean, I get emails from Amazon. I'm pretty sure it's like every day. And it depends on what you buy too, obviously. I think if you buy things from different departments, you get different emails, or I haven't like saved their emails and then gone back and analyzed, you know, what they're sending me each day or how many a week or anything like that. But I mean, it's close to one email a day. They're just sending you offers to your inbox. And they do that because email marketing is so effective. So anyways, hopefully I've convinced you, and that's just, you know, like the tip of the iceberg on the reasons why you should be doing email marketing if you're not. So now I want to just go into some of my best tips, I guess you could say, my best email marketing tips. And okay, the first thing is, this is pretty basic, the first step to effective email marketing is to put up an opt-in form. Okay, now that sounds obvious and redundant, I realize that. But back to my main point, so many beginners and even people that are, you know, making a decent amount from their websites each month that still haven't, you know, done email marketing at all. Like I said, they're waiting for to hit like some specific statistic that they've come up with in their mind. Like when I'm making, you know, $500 a month, then I'll start building a list. Or if my site starts getting 100 visitors a day, then I'll start building a list. And I'm just saying you shouldn't wait that long. You should start your email marketing right now, because even if you're only getting one subscriber a day, or even less than that, one every few days, those still add up over time. I mean, as you've probably realized, weeks fly by, months fly by, years go by, and you know, you might have missed out on 500 to 1,000 subscribers if you just would have had an opt-in form on your site. So put up an opt-in form. And that leads into the next tip, which kind of can go both ways. That's to create a freebie that your visitors will want. Now, and this is another thing that, at least with my, you know, coaching clients, they freak out about, well, what kind of freebie can I make? Or I don't want to give away too much information, or they just overthink it way too much. But one of the easiest formats, things you can do that will still be attractive to the visitors to your sites, is to create a cheat sheet, and you call it that, like the blank cheat sheet or the cheat sheet to blank, whatever it is, like whatever type of information they're looking for. You can take some of the best information, summarize it onto an attractive PDF, and I mean, you don't even need Adobe Illustrator anymore, like, to do this stuff. You can make Google Docs has the drawing tool now. You can make an attractive looking graphic that's just will be a one page PDF that just summarizes, you know, some of the best information on whatever your visitors are looking for, and call it a cheat sheet. Offer it if they opt into your newsletter or whatever. You know, you can say, I like saying get updates better than like sign up for our newsletter on my sites usually. So yeah, just put together a simple freebie that will be valuable. I mean, you don't have to give away the world for people to put in their email address. The point again, the main point here is just to get started with this whole thing, just to do something. Now, if you can't come up with an idea for a freebie for your site, if it's just kind of a weird niche that you just can't think of a freebie that makes sense or something like that, still just put an opt-in form on your sidebar. And you do that, you get the opt-in HTML code or JavaScript code from like AWeber or iContact, and you just put that in a text widget and put it up in the right sidebar. The top right sidebar is the best overall place for your opt-in form. That'll just show up on every page or post of your site. Okay, the next tip is don't worry about getting their name. That's kind of this, you see that a lot, and so then, I don't know, beginners think that that's like the right way to do it. And that can be effective in certain situations, but it is proven time after time that the more information that you ask for, the fewer people, just on average, over time, statistically, however you want to say it, the fewer people will fill that form out. If it's just an email address without their name, more people will fill that out. So you'll just get more opt-ins, a better conversion rate for your opt-in forms if all you ask for is their email. And then, at least for me, when I do get emails that like address me by name or whatever, you know, and it's like they're trying to make me think that I'm actually their friend or something like that by calling me by name like 5 times through the email. It's just annoying. And I don't know. I mean, maybe some people that like works on them, or they think, wow, he personally is addressed. I don't know. It's annoying to me. And I think for a lot of people that realize that it's like a mass sent email, it just actually takes away from the personability of the email to call them by their name 7 times. So I don't like, I mean, on none of my forms, I don't ask for like a first name or anything. I just get email addresses. And from my point of view, that's the best way to do it. Okay, and then this is a really good tip. You want to add a form in the body of your most visited pages. This will really increase the opt-ins that you get from your sites. All you have to do is in Google Analytics, look at what pages are visited the most. And then you should also kind of know, because just the way your navigation's set up, you know, on most pages of your site, there's going to be like that one common thing, or really the links in your main navigation, because people will just click those just out of boredom or whatever, just to stay on your site, view more things. When they read one page, you know, the only places for them to click is those main navigation pages. So it's a good idea to kind of view those as separate landing pages and put an opt-in form in the body at the top of the page on those pages. And just, again, say get free updates or get our freebie plus free updates, whatever it is. And also, you're going to have random pages that are ranking for keywords that you might not realize. Check your Google Analytics and see what those are and put an opt-in form on those pages. So that'll get you a lot more opt-ins overall. And then this is another great tip that will just improve all kinds of things for your websites, your business overall, and then the all-important key statistics that Google's looking at for your sites that'll just help increase your rankings, make your site seem more legit or authoritative in their eyes. And this is to put your best content into your autoresponder. So if you're a complete beginner and you don't use email marketing at all, or you're not really familiar with it, when you sign up for a service such as AWeber or iContact, there are 2 types of emails. There are broadcasts and then there are follow-up messages. A broadcast is a one-time message that you can send out at any given time, and a follow-up message are automatic messages that you set up in a sequence that will be sent out over time that you specify, or over intervals that you specify to each subscriber. So if you had 10 follow-up messages and you specified you wanted 5 days in between each message, then every subscriber would get those 10 messages. I can't even remember what I said. Each subscriber will get those 10 messages one at a time every 5 days, depending on when they subscribe, obviously. So autoresponder messages are a very, very high leverage activity. It's a good idea and something you should do to add like 20 to 30 to 50 or more, if you can handle it, autoresponder messages for each site that you have, so that when someone subscribes, they're going to be hearing from you at least weekly. And then in addition, just when you have a new post or, you know, just a promotion email, that's what you would use a broadcast for. But you can have those autoresponder messages. You can take your best posts or just information that you want them to see in a certain sequence, or certain pages you want them to see in a certain sequence, and set those up in your autoresponder. And it's just, you know, as you get more subscribers and each subscriber is getting an email from you every week that's bringing them back to your site, that just will obviously over time increases traffic, keeps repeat visitors coming to your site. That increases your average time on site, average number of page views. Like I said, all those key indicators that, you know, will help the profits from your site, obviously, because you have more traffic at any given time, but also those key indicators that Google's looking at that will just help your site overall in the search engines. Okay, and the next tip is to learn how to send, I guess I can call them story offer emails. And this is just, you know, it's just a way to, I guess, soften the blow of sending promotion after promotion, because no one really likes that. And even those, you know, the Amazon emails that I mentioned, I don't ever really look at those because every email that I get sent from them is the same. It's just straight promotion emails. They just list a few products. There's nothing engaging about those emails, really. They must work. And for Amazon, I guess, you know, they're sending out millions a day. So statistically, they're just going to get huge results from those. But you're not going to be sending millions of emails. So the subscribers that you have, you don't want to turn them off by just sending straight promotional emails all the time. So what you can do is just, you know, find a product that you can be an affiliate for, a product or service, I guess, that relates to what your subscribers are interested in, and then just kind of turn it into a story. I mean, something about it should relate to some experience or something that you've done in your life or whatever. You don't need to make this complicated. It doesn't have to be long. You just type up maybe an interesting or a clever or funny, like, small story that relates to the product and send it as a promotion. And the masters, if you want an example of this, the masters of this technique is the backcountry.com people. They have a ton of websites. They have all those deal websites like Whiskey Militia and can't remember the one that's like mostly snowboard gear, but they have Backcountry Outlet, backcountry.com. If you're subscribed to any of their lists, that's what they do. Their emails are always kind of funny. They have like a paragraph description for anything they're linking to, and they're cleverly, if that's a word, cleverly written descriptions. So they're just, I'm not saying that every time they send me an email, it convinces me to buy something, but I usually open their emails and just kind of read them, because they're usually just funny, kind of. And, you know, the main purpose of an email is to get them opened and get the click to a relevant page on your site. The purpose of an email, just going back to the basics of email marketing, is not to sell. The purpose of an email is to basically just get traffic to the given page that you're promoting. So anyways, those guys are the masters of those. If you can just go to their site and subscribe to some of their emails, just to get an idea of what I'm talking about, if you haven't yet. Okay, and then the next tip is to actually send promotions. If you're going to go to the trouble of building a list, having websites, you know, doing this whole marketing thing online, you can't be afraid to send offers. And so what you should do, a good technique for each list that you have, and again, even if you only have 5 subscribers, this is just another skill that you need to get good at. So if nothing else, for practice, to learn how to do it. Just once a week, go out, find some product or service that you can be an affiliate for that is relevant and makes, you know, will make sense, or the that your subscribers are interested in, and you know, practice just writing a catchy headline, something that will get the emails opened, and then a description like I talked about in the previous tip. It might be a short story or just an interesting or clever, you know, description for the product, and explain the benefits of why it would be, you know, why it should be interesting to the reader, and then send those. I would do that once a week if I were you. That's just a good practice. So, and again, once you get a decent sized list built up and you're doing this every week for each site that you have, it can double or triple what each site is making, you know, versus if they were just sitting there relying on the sales that come through just from organic traffic to your sites. So it can double, triple, quadruple, or even more, just multiply the results you're getting per site. Okay, the next thing is to segment your list. This is really powerful, and what it means is, really, this is something you don't need to worry about till you have a few hundred subscribers at least. But the example would be, if you have a fitness list, and let's say that you sent out an email with a title of, you know, gaining muscle, and the people that open that email are, it would be safe to say that they're interested in gaining muscle. So you can save those people that open that as a segment, and you could name it whatever you want, something like interested in gaining muscle, just whatever. You can segment that portion of your list, and then you can, the same thing, you can send out an email about losing stomach fat. The people that open that email, and some of them might be the same, so it doesn't matter, just whoever opened that email, it's safe to say that they're interested in, you know, losing fat maybe versus gaining muscle. And you just have those two segments of your list, and then you can find relevant offers, obviously, about gaining muscle versus losing fat, and send the different offers to those different segments of your list. And that will just increase conversions, obviously, because that's what those people are more interested in when it comes down to it. So segmenting is a big thing. That's a more kind of advanced technique. And so the main thing you should take away from this blog post or podcast, whatever, is just to get started. Just start figuring it out. List building and effective email marketing is just another skill that you need to learn. But besides just being able to produce good content and get traffic, you know, to your sites, the main internet marketing foundational skills that you should have, list building should be number two. It's just a very high leverage activity, very worthwhile, and it's kind of, you'll reach this point where it's kind of just, you're hitting critical mass where your email list will start producing more income than your websites by themselves. And that's a great point to get to. And that obviously would mean that you're, you know, just doubling the results that your websites were getting by themselves. So yeah, if you got anything from this, start building a list, put opt-in forms at the very least with, you know, before you spend time creating a freebie, put opt-in forms on all your sites, and, you know, just start learning how to do this.